This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. I want to do something administratively, gently if I can. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. That is where the unstockable is in stock. I posted a video on my social media and on YouTube, where on social media it's already been looked at. I posted it as the show has been going on. It's been looked at 300 some odd times already. And I've got a bunch of people in there, and I don't know if they're trying to be funny, because that's the thing about text, isn't it? You can't really tell the tone of voice that you're out there. So do you think that people, like, say, in golf is as bad as shooting. In golf, every year they come out with a new driver, and they're going to try to convince you to buy that new driver, as if somehow that new driver is going to make you a better golfer, when the fundamentals make you a better golfer, not the tool. I put a video up today of the trials and tribulations I'm having shooting. And I had a happy ending and everything, and I'm getting all of these comments about, well, if you simply had a 1911 or a SIG, that would solve the problem. As it is, you're shooting this Glock, and that's the problem if you weren't shooting the Glock. Now, I'm almost certain that, and here's the thing, this is the thing I don't want to get lost in the message I'm trying to send out there. 600,000 plus times a year, somebody has an operation like mine to save their life or to make their life better. But for those of us that are shooters, because we all have, while the science is pretty good about this, when we get done, if we are able to come back physically and not be disabled from all of this, it's a tough road to hoe. And for a lot of people, it's very, very discouraging. And I have made it my business not to get discouraged. I've made it my business not to get upset. And believe me, there's a lot of times. I had a flat tire the other day, and changing that tire just about killed me. The drug that works at keeping my heart at a certain level kept my heart at a certain level, and my lungs began to get out of breath because of it. That's the way that works. That's what the medication is supposed to do. That. So it was working. But yeah, I didn't like it. and that's part and parcel of the problem. But making it back, getting back from something like this for a lot of people is hard. And if in some small way, if I get out there and I do something and I point out to somebody that no matter how bad it seems or something else, you can make it back. You can get to be as, I mean, when you get this, you know, you get this bypass and everything, it's great. Your circulation is so good and everything else. Why shouldn't you be able to live a better life prior? And the whole, at least for me, the whole point of this has been to try to not only get back to normal, but to go past that point. If I go past what was normal for me, what was normal for me up before the heart attack made me have the heart attack. But getting out there and muddying the water by getting out there and saying, well, you know, if you only had a cig or a 1911. I ran a 1911 for 7 years in the military. I qualified with that thing when I was in Europe. Oh, I bet you 15 times a year. I know the 1911. I like the 1911. I prefer the Glocks made by Agency Arms. The one thing that they have, like the 1911, is the same kind of trigger. See, the 1911 has the best trigger on the planet, in my opinion. And it's my opinion only. But getting out there and muddying it up by saying, well, if you only had this or that, and then throwing a bunch of pictures at me of various military rock stars or heroes or anything else just because they happen to be carrying what was issued. Does everybody understand that a lot of these military services, they don't get out, you know, the guys that are actually doing the stuff and kicking in the doors and everything, they're not going to the military hierarchy and saying, well, you know, the Beretta sucks. We don't like the Beretta. We want something else. And the hierarchy is not going, well, okay, whatever you guys say. That's not the way it works. It really is not the way that works. No matter what you think your heroes in the military may use. So, believe me, while if it's all being done in good fun, I'm sorry about this, but it's sort of muddying things up for me and getting out there and saying, well, this would solve your problems or that would solve your problems. There's nothing that you can do. You can hand me any gun you want to, and I've still got dead nerve endings in the left side of my chest. And no matter what you put in my hands, that's not going to change it. It's not going to change it. So, I don't know. I put this video up, and I've got this long string of comments going on and pictures and all these other things being put out there, and then I'll have somebody pop up. Well, if you only, there's nothing a 1911 A1 wouldn't solve. A 1911 that you buy in the store is nothing compared to the old Ithacas that I had in Europe in the 1980s. Those things were so old and beaten up that when you shook it, it sounded like a castanet. And yet when you pulled the trigger on it, that thing would let go, and it didn't matter if it had mud in it. It didn't matter about anything in it because it had built in this thing that we, you know, today we call it military tolerance. What it was well broken in, and it functioned flawlessly. So I appreciate whatever I'm getting there, and I hope I'm not sounding like sour grapes or anything, but I'm trying to send a message. I'm not trying to make a joke. I'm very pleased to simply be alive. And for as many people as that undergo the surgery and survive it, an equal number of people are dead before they hit the floor. And I had the kind of heart attack that does that. And for some reason, that's not what happened to me. So I'm very lucky, very blessed, and very happy. And at the same time, I'm trying to do something. So getting out here and a bunch of, you know, some of you that I know that have been in the military telling me stuff about that, I don't need to hear it. Okay. I know how this is going to play later. There'll be reviews of this podcast. Well, in episode 873, hour 3, he sort of lost his mind and went ballistic. Don't really know why it was. Maybe he could learn to take a joke. I don't know. Whatever you say. Whatever you say. Whatever everybody says. That's the way it's supposed to be, right? But in any event, coming out on the first break of the hour when we get back, we are now in a state of war. We have been in a state of war just because the chump in chief doesn't acknowledge it, doesn't make it any less so. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Amazing, the kind of things that can be ignored. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique.
The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Reactive Gunworks, they stock stuff nobody stocks. Nobody has the audacity to stock the stuff they stock. We need to get old Andrew back on here to talk about what he's got on. Because he's always got stuff on special. He's got some things that are very interesting and unique. We've had war declared upon Western civilization by the jihadis. These are not terrorists. These are jihadis. Terrorists have a different sort of criteria under which they operate. Jihadis are a little bit different. Because they're going to come in waves, and they're looking to make us submissive to Islam. They're looking to impose a system, not a religion, okay? An entire system of life upon us. Now, the January 2015 Charlie Hebdo attacks were a wake-up call to take radical Islam seriously. The November Paris attacks put that on speakerphone. The December San Bernardino attacks showed that it could happen here, too. Although we can also look at Chattanooga with the recruiters getting shot up. And we can look at what they tried to do in Garland, Texas. Now, I think we can look at Garland, Texas as an example of what happens if they try to do this in flyover country. Even though that was a cop, this wasn't some Chris Kyle operator. This was a 60-year-old traffic cop who dealt with these two guys quick. Killed them. Killed him to death. The Brussels attacks that just happened this week are proof that radical Islam is throughout the European continent. And there are likely to be more terrorist attacks in the months ahead. We no longer have the luxury of ignoring what's going on. Global Islamist jihad is at war with all of Western civilization. Obama, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, and other Western leaders may not see it as a war, but the other side does. And as long as they do, and the other side doesn't, it makes it easy for them to maneuvering around and operating unchecked. And they've been doing it for the last 7 years. And in those last 7 years, radical Islam has exploded worldwide. According to the head of Europol, 5,000 Europeans have traveled to Syria and Iraq to train and fight with ISIS and since returned to Europe. Now, right now everybody's going, well, Bill, that's not an army now, is it? Let me take you back, if I may, to earlier in this decade when Chris Dorner of the LAPD became less enamored of the LAPD and went out on a one-man vendetta against the LAPD. And he shook a 25,000-man force to its core, shook their cage. They were so shaken up that they saw a pickup truck, not a pickup truck like his, not one same color, not even one with a big black guy built like a linebacker. No, they saw a pickup truck with two women in it, and they shot at it 200-plus times and only hit the target once. They were that frenzied because Chris Dorner got in there and shook their cage. Now, let's think about 7,000 really dedicated Chris Dorners. And for one thing, please do not sit around and say to yourself that these guys will be militarily proficient. I've seen the Charlie Hebdo guys when they ran up on that unarmed cop and everything, and all the commentary was obviously these men have been trained in the military. They move about professionally and with military precision. I would have loved for somebody to run up on me like that if I was in combat. That's great, man. That's two confirmed kills right there. Yeah. So, you know, the one thing they've got is they will just charge at you. They're fearless. They're not afraid. They run at you with a complete conviction that they're going to get 72 virgins, although I'm still not convinced that those are all women. Right now, radical Islamists are savaging Africa, the Levant, the Middle East, the Saudi Peninsula, all the way up to Pakistan and South Asia. Not all of the world's 1.6 billion Muslims are extremists or terrorists or jihadis, not by a long shot. but they're not exactly doing anything to police up themselves. If 10% of them are, that's still 1,600,000 people bent on destroying Western civilization and the values that we hold dear. And these guys aren't soldiers. They're guerrillas. There's a big difference. Soldiers can fight guerrillas. Soldiers can get into guerrilla warfare, but not the other way around. A guerrilla does not have the necessary discipline. And, hey, believe me, some of the stuff that may seem sort of stupid, like the marching and everything, that there's a reason. There's a reason behind the lunacy to doing that. The one mind, that working with one mind. Fascists wanted to control the world, so did the communists. But the Islamists want to brutally kill a significant percentage of that world. Don't want to control it. Couldn't care less about controlling it. They just want to saw our heads off. And anyone that stands in the way of their end times caliphate is one of the ones they want to kill. And we have been one step behind them for years. We're still tongue-tied. Well, let me rephrase that. Some people are still tongue-tied by political correctness. All the while, they're setting up bombs and train stations and airports and community centers. We're losing this war, and our losses grow greater every day while terrorists recruit off the images of the West's most innocent and vulnerable fleeing in horror. So, it's getting later by the hour to fight them. But if we are to defeat radical Islam, it's only going to be with a multifaceted, comprehensive strategy that calls on all the aspects of the national power of ourselves and our allies. We've done it before. We rose up to take on the Nazis had a head start. The Japanese knocked us hard. And we had to fire everything up from a dead stop. And in the space of 6 years, we did it. 5 years, we did it. We pulled it off. There's an economic component that bankrupts radical jihad by cutting off their oil revenues. We could do that quite easily by just blowing up everything they've got because they're selling oil right now off of seized oil fields. We're not doing it because, well, what about the environment, Bill? Let me ask you a question. How does oil that comes from the earth ultimately hurt the earth? I mean, it makes a mess. But isn't that organic? We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results. Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. It's probably good that some things that go on in the chat room don't ever make it out into the open. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. There's a little-known Spanish territory on the continent of Africa just across from Gibraltar called Ceuta, or if you're in Morocco, Ceuta. It's one of three Spanish protectorates on North African soil surrounded by Morocco ever since the 16th century. And it has been a sore spot between the two nations ever since. Now, if you walk about 20 yards and step across an unseen line on the ground into Ceuta, you're technically in Spain. You're technically in Europe. You're in the EU. So that meant that after catching a quick ferry ride across the Mediterranean, you were literally on the European continent and free to go anywhere in the EU without passport checks. The challenge was getting from Moroccan land across that unseen line into Ceuta. But it was not hard to do. You can cross through the Ceuta border post often, going back and forth. If you're working somewhere on the other side, go back to, back home to Spain. And That border is less than secure on both sides. Now, they have the requisite three B's for securing a position. They have the boys, the bullets, and the barriers. And there's a double fence topped with razor wire, which, did they really call it razor wire now? I thought it was concertina. It was concertina all the time in the 80s. But anyway, razor wire, reminds us of the U.S.-Mexican border. There were guard dogs and spotlights and riot vans, windshields covered with steel mesh. There were men on both sides armed with submachine guns. There were metal detectors, multiple steel gates, and it all made the border appear very well protected. But in reality, it wasn't. There are metal detectors on either side, and they were turned off nearly every time anybody goes through. A well-dressed bad guy with nice suitcases could bring weapons or anything else across without much trouble at all, just giving off the good citizen appearance. And there's something even simpler, something worse. Assume for a moment that Libya has surface-to-air missiles, acronym MANPADS, floating around the hands of radical militant Islamist bad guys, which they do. Then assume that a group of those bad guys wants to strike at Western targets, killing as many as possible, which they do. How would they do that? Would they sail across the Mediterranean? Well, if they do that, they're very likely to be boarded by a NATO warship, arrested and thrown in jail. Would they take a ferry out of Benghazi? No, they'll be stopped at the port in Europe. First, they'll head southwest, crossing into Algeria, where they sell or transfer the weapon to Al-Murabutin, the main Al-Qaeda jihadi group in Algeria, who then continue the trek southwest, crossing into Mauritania on the porous border near Chega. Once inside, they make their way to Nouad Hibou, a Atlantic port city just a few thousand yards south of Western Sahara, which is essentially Morocco. They hire a simple wooden fishing boat, push out into the Atlantic, head north a few miles, and beach it on the Moroccan Atlantic coastline of the Western Sahara. Fishermen are everywhere along that area, so it's nothing out of the ordinary. The terrorist, having coordinated a vehicle with sympathizers in Morocco, heads north through the modern highway to Agadir, turns right for Marrakesh, hangs a left towards Casablanca, and then Rabat all the way to, you guessed it, the northernmost point of Kuwait to Spain, yet still on the African continent. But you just can't walk through a five-foot-long surface there in a missile. They'd notice that, whether the metal detectors are on or not. Now, that crossing point... your crossing point has water on the eastern side. They go to a Moroccan tourist shop, buy an inflatable pool raft, wait until dark, and float the weapon 20 yards north from one side to the other. Passing the border station to the Spanish side, kick their way back to the shore, knife sink the raft, hail one of the dozens of cabs that make a U-turn at Martinez Catania Avenue, looking for customers, and the bad guys are technically in Spain. They're in the EU. Once inside, they catch one of the daily ferries leaving the marina at Puerto de Cueta for mainland Spain. There'll be no further checks on the other side of the ferry ride. They, their weapon, and their intent are in Europe. It's like catching a bus to go from Madrid to Barcelona or from Canton, Ohio to Chicago. There's not going to be any checks along the way. Once on the mainland, they're able to go anywhere with anything, crossing borders unchallenged all across Europe to airports in Spain, Italy, France, crossing through the channel, or the channel, excuse me, into England, armed with a shoulder-launched missile capable of blowing a slow, fat passenger jet completely out of the sky. How many Kuwaitas are there? How many holes? How many exploits? How many threats? There's a lot of them. And they're all very simple to take advantage of. Simple plans are going to work. Box cutters took down three jet airplanes on 9/11. Trucks with explosives destroyed our embassy and marine barracks in Lebanon in the 1980s, which led me to join the military. The Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City was taken out by a rental truck parked out front in 1995 with some fertilizer in it. Simple works. Bad guys could shut down LAX or any other airport in the United States with a spray bottle filled with ammonium nitrate. A bad guy need only crush the small white balls out of the one-use instant cold packs that you can buy at any CVS, Walgreens pharmacy, or buy a sack of fertilizer and then mix either with water. Then walk through the airport and spray it on the floor. Call in a bomb threat. The canines will indicate bombs everywhere. The authorities will tell the police to the ground, trying to find bombs that don't exist. Simple works. It's a terrorist attack, even though something doesn't blow up. Things change. Get that mixture into the wax used to polish the floors, and that airport will be torn down, raised and torn down. Bad guys with half a brain can walk through airport security, head to any Hudson News snack bar, buy all the supplies needed to make a deadly blowgun, a functioning frag grenade out of a coffee thermos, an incendiary carry-on suitcase, and even a functioning shotgun, just using Axe body spray, lithium batteries, a hairdryer, a handful of quarters, and a few other items. Simple will work. Sniper attacks in Washington, D.C. in 2002 were carried out by two guys whose collective IQ was no larger than their shoe sizes, yet they took a rifle and an old Chevy Caprice and some holes in the old Chevy Caprice and shot people from a hole bored out next to the license plate. These two moral mental midgets managed to effectively shut down the nation's capital. That's the sort of operation that, if it was deployed across the country in teams, would lock this nation up in fits for weeks. It would shut down commerce in major cities, tie up law enforcement, and it would cause significant economic damage for the cost of a few rounds of ammunition. Now, I hope for the sake of God, in the name of God, that we, the good guys, understand all of these weaknesses, because the bad guys do, and they're always looking for more. Although the attacks in Brussels suggest otherwise. Margaret Thatcher said long ago, the bad guys only have to be right once, but the good guys have to be right all the time. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Now, what I'm about to say could be construed as incendiary. But that's okay, because this is radio, and I'm just giving you my opinion. Here's my opinion. I don't want to see another flower-filled corner. I don't want to see a bunch of people standing around with candles in their hands, illuminating their face in the dark as they deal with their grief. I don't want to see any more political correctness. I don't want to be accused of Islamophobia anymore. I don't want to have a bunch of people hamstringing me as all I seek to do is to be prepared and ready for what they are inviting. Our president, most Democrats, I guess a bunch of Republicans, they can't see what's going on. The Republican opposition consumed with their own cowardly self-preservation, they're almost non-existent. Because of what we're facing with Islam, this is the greatest reason to rid our nation of these current leaders. And we get a chance to do it peacefully, with balance. And while we're doing that, what we need to keep in the back of our heads is that we have a war coming to our shores. Now, unlike perilous times before, the U.S. no longer has two of its great natural defenses against invasion, the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean. For over 200 years, those huge sea barriers kept our enemies at bay. But the Democrats and their minions and the Republicans, who I sort of think sometimes are their minions and their lackeys, have succeeded in rendering those barriers defunct. You see, in Europe, they invited everybody and anybody to come and live in Europe because they needed to prop up the welfare system. They needed the dollars, they needed the workers, they needed the bodies. So they brought them in. Here in the United States, they needed the votes. And they used the phony excuse of compassion to justify bringing them here. And these so-called leaders have embraced helter-skelter immigration. No matter how they, if you just get here, don't worry about it. However you get here, air, sea, land, it doesn't matter. Tunnel, it doesn't matter. Don't make a, you know, don't make a wrong turn in Albuquerque. Just make it here. And now, enemies bent on killing and destruction pour into our once safe country. Sanctuary cities run by a bunch of idiots, then house them, bed them, conceal them, and nurture them, nurturing potential killers with taxpayer monies. They plot the next Paris or Brussels. It's coming soon to you, from San Francisco, perhaps. As they do, our military is being emasculated. The warrior class is being purged. Ships and planes are being reduced to numbers worse than before World War II. The enormously important function of national security has been turned by this administration into a social experiment. Gender equality, gay rights, global warming, these are the priorities. Intelligence, which used to be strong, is now useless due to sheer numbers. The numbers they're trying to track, they can't track. There's no way to do it. There's just too many to get a read on all. All we can do now is react. The shoe bomber means that we now inspect shoes, as if the militants didn't figure out that we would be doing that and try something new. We can't use profiling. That's racist. So Americans may die, which apparently is okay. This is the petty nonsense the Democrats are showing. Obama won't even name our enemies. He, in Cuba, where he's high-fiving and doing the wave with a dictatorship, he had this to say about the latest Islamic attack. While enjoying a baseball game, the world needs to unite against these terrorists. The notion that any political agenda would justify killing is beyond the pale. Terrorists. Political agenda. This is the president of the United States. He doesn't even say who did it or why. How are we supposed to prepare against an enemy he won't even name? This is like trying to swat smoke. We have to ask the question, is he ignorant or is this bias? And does it matter? I mean, he's the supposed leader of the free world. There's no excuse for not naming the enemy. Anyone who studied it, as the president should, or staff should, knows these attacks are not because of religion. This isn't about passing the plate. This isn't like the Pentecostals. This is a system. This is a thought process. This is a way of life. This isn't brought on by oppression or poverty or us being mean or us rubbing it in their face or any of the stuff his administration or the Democrats like to say. But go to the mosques, study Islam. Yes, there are nice Muslims there, but their religion was founded 1,300 years ago as a sword against infidels. That's anyone who doesn't believe like they believe. They were very nice Germans under Hitler. When I was in Europe, some of them were still alive. They were very nice people. But they had been Nazis. If they were caught opposing the regime, they were jailed or killed. In the Middle Eastern territory now conquered and held by militant Islamists, dissidents are beheaded. Muslims, fellow Muslims, are beheaded, burned alive, drowned in cages. If they're homosexual, they're thrown off buildings. Right now, right now we've got people doing business with all of these people that I just talked about in places where they, for example, don't put up with homosexuality at all. And they're telling Georgia that they won't have the Super Bowl because they're talking about some sort of law they're talking about passing. As if Georgia doesn't get a right to do. And if I was Georgia, I'd say Super Bowl, Schmooper Bowl, big deal. I couldn't care less. We'll do what we want. All of this stuff I just said, the beheadings and burned alive and drowned in cages, homosexuals thrown off buildings, the militants want to do this, and they're entering America now thanks to our leaders. We're now sitting ducks. Our borders are open. A lot of resolve is sapped. But thankfully, it's not all gone, and it's not all broken. Half the nation still fights the march of Democrat, anti-American, atheistic socialism that peaked under Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. If we do not recognize how close we are to open jihad on our soil, we will go the way of Europe. There is one thing standing in the way of all of that. There's one thing that was never a factor in Paris. Wasn't a factor in Brussels. It wasn't a factor during Charlie Hebdo. It wasn't a factor during a lot of these things. Depending on where they attack, they very likely are going to run into armed people. Not waiting on the cops to get there, but armed people. Now, I'm lucky because I know some of the people that will respond. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll be fighting with them. I'll be fighting on their side if I'm the initial waypoint that they have to come through, if I survive all of that. But that is the one thing. Of all things out there that the Founding Fathers put in place, the one thing that is the very closest to what they envisioned is now the only thing that will be in place to fight the jihad when it starts here. Not if it starts here. When it starts here. I'll meet you there. Going to do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.